How did this happen? Well, we have an African kicker who is a star. He scored 2 of the 3 points that we made. Just between you and me, this guy was passing the ball to himself. He put his whole dark damn self into it. Vain, hey? But the other team's coach was an idiot. When they kicked to us, he pulled 2 men out, put 2 new defensemen in, and they closed up behind us like scared little girls taking their time. But when the African sent the ball 3/4 of the field and scored with a beautiful arch, there was only 4 minds left in the final. The coach wanted to die. How he was crying to have a new field for his front line, saying earlier that had sent it to the bank. There are coaches with heads full of guacaca.o.sorry. My mouth fell open. Kratto learned the entire game and its rules. Even to the complicated rule of the position out of the game, which was so difficult for me to understand. He learned it just by watching one game. When we really like something, our brain works better because we have our full attention, and attention is something very powerful, Pedro. Also, this old man does not have silly hair. It is a shame that he does not put his attention on more important things. Football is very beautiful, Ami. There are similar sports in Kia, but not like this. I too really like it, I said, but when there is foul, it makes me want to go elsewhere. I do not like the brutality. The sport seems virile, strong, but not brutal, Bitro, compared with other sports that I saw on the screen, such as when a man was facing a huge beast with scary horns. It was being teased with a red cloth and the beast was followed it. Ho ho ho. Those horns passed just a few centimeters from the man. It needs courage. But the poor animal is made to do everything. And then they killed it cold-blooded. That is what is brutal. You are right, Kratto, said Ami. The animal is nailed with small knives that drain its blood little by little so that it weakens. And with the running, more wounds open, causing a terrible pain that makes it angry. Can you imagine yourself running with long knives which are pinned to your back? Never. Until hell freezes over. You are right, Ami. I could also see other sports of this world which I found to very wild. To what are you referring to? 2 men would grab each until and give blows to each other until one falls on the ground half dead. Ah, that is boxing. Many have fallen dead really. Others remain with damaged brains. I said, these sports leave a bad example and also generate vibrations very low, intervened Ami. Enraged and violent feeling of the spectators transform into mental vibrations that reach the entire city and the others perceive it, albeit unconsciously, and as these vibrations are magnetic, they provoke and induce in others same kind of vibrations, i.e. thoughts and feeling of the same type, and will be swamping the world with such vibrations. Which is exactly what the tyrant wants. Kratto intervened, that is why I like football. That is a sport. I remember the kicks that I could see and said, but it also gets pretty dirty sometimes. Dirty were the blues. Protested Kratto, blaming only the opposite team and sympathizing his own team. Can we speak of something beneficial? Asked Ami, a bit annoyed already. What is in that packet, there, Bitro? Ah, it's a cake. Let me try a piece. Chomp. Puff. This is sweet. Does everything you eat have to be sweet? Not everything, only the very tasty things. I said to annoy him. This cake is prepared by Pedro's grandma for us. Kratto. Ah. But it is delicious. Chomp chomp. Did you give her my greeting? Eh? Ah, yes. And what did she say? That. Thanks. Hopefully Gora has softened a bit more on me. You are not being completely honest, Pedrito. One who hides the truth also lies. No, Ami, I sincerely desire that Gora become more soft. Okay, fine. My grandma said many thanks. That you already told. And nothing else, Pedro? Ah, yes, also she sent you greetings. That she cannot wait to see Vinka. And nothing else, Pedro? Nothing else. It is hot here. Pedro, said Ami with a tone of reprehension. Ah, yes, she told Ami to respect the traffic lights. Ha. Ha. Can I talk about Vinka now? Ami began to laugh. This is not evolution. How difficult is it to tell the entire truth? I told everything Ami already. He was alerting me. More or less meaning more or less than more. I told everything she said. Am I enough already, please? You just forgot to say that she expressed a great respect and admiration for the author of the parchment. Also, you hid about her excitement when she learned that Kratos sent her greetings, and also you did not mention that she invited him to her house and that she said she was going to buy the type of beverage that Kratos likes to serve him when he visits her. All that? What a beautiful old woman. Why did you hide it, Bitro? I did not hide anything. I do not have an elephant's memory enough of this persecution. Kratos was confused. What happened to his child, Ami? It is jealousy, Kratos. He is a bit possessive and selfish in sentimental matters. Ah. What? Jealous? I am jealous. For my grandma? Ha, ha, ha. I am interested in Vinka. Yes, Vinka as a companion and your grandma as a grandma, said Ami. That I do not see why it is such a terrible sin. Like grandma. But just for you. You do not want to share her with anyone else. You are willing to close any possibility for her as well in order to have her only for yourself. You do not care for her happiness but just yours, Pedro. As in the previous trip when he showed me some of my defects that I had not seen, I slouched on my seat, but now it was distinct. This time I understood that Ami was right and I hid the truth from myself like before. Now Ami was not an unfair rogue or a slandered for me but a friend. He was able to get to know me better than myself, showing me that I was selfish, that I wanted my grandmother only for me with no importance of her personal life. I closed my eyes. I had read checked of same. I decided not to talk anything for a long time until I had re-established myself. Oh, let's us go to Kia, child of rockets. Yes, but something else happened, Kratos. What happened? Vinka is not in the patio. Something seems to have gone wrong. I jumped. Let us see the interior of her house. Ami, I exclaimed. Yes, there is the house on the screen. There is nobody home. What shall we do, Ami? Where shall we search for her? I asked with a distressed heart. Easy. I enter her code in the computer and here you go. There she is. Vinka appeared. She was lying on a stretcher where her eyes closed. A Terry dressed in white was sitting beside her and was saying, "Whatever you wrote is a fantasy, whatever I wrote is a fantasy," she repeated like a robot. "They are hypnotizing her. They are hypnotizing her," Ami exclaimed quite alerted. "Oh no, they took her to the PP," said Kratos. I felt that the world came over me. "No, no, it is not PP, it is a psychiatric. They want her to forget everything. Take her away from the then." I was desperate to see what was happening with my beloved. "Throw a deadly rate to that scary Terry," said Kratos very angry. "Wait, wait, calm down. I am going to connect my mind with hers but in much elevated level." "Well, do it then," I said very restless. Ami rose. He walked to the rear enclosure of the ship and said, "This I need to do in meditation hall. I need to be alone for few minutes. Remain calm and do not stop looking at that screen so to inform me later." "Does he have electronic equipment there?" Kratos asked me when we were alone. "No, he is going to concentrate mentally, something like that. Let us listen. Everything you wrote is fantasy. Everything I wrote is fantasy. Who is Pedro Vinka?" "Pedro is my soulmate, that is it, Vinka, very well," I said. "No, he does not exist in reality. This character is the soulmate of the protagonist of Lona, but you are Vinka, not Lona." "I am Vinka, not Lona." "Very good. Who is Pedro Vinka?" "He is soulmate of Lona." "Perfect. Now you understand that Ami is a fictional character." "Fictional is your uncle," exclaimed angrily Kratos. "I understand that Ami is a fictional character. Bravo. Who is Ami Vinka?" "Ami is a fictional character." "Magnificent. You already know now that whatever you wrote is a fantasy." "I understand that whatever I wrote is a fantasy." "Now you are going to forget that all you imagined having lived out of Kia. Do you understand?" "Yes, I do." "She is going to forget me. Kratos is going to erase me from her memory," I said desperately. "No, she is not going to forget, Pedro," said Ami, coming to us. I had established a communication with her mind and blocked the suggestions of the psychiatric. She is going to just follow the game so that he believes that she is obedient, but she will not forget anything because she is conscious, also acting as if hypnotized. Are you sure that will work? I asked. Absolutely, Pedro. Vinca just communicated to me telepathically that Gora ordered this so that we move away from her life. He told the Dr. Terry, a family friend and who knows Vinca's books, that she is going through a period of confusion in that she believes having lived really her stories, and asked him to hypnotize her to make her enter the reality. But let us give a surprise to the doctor. He took the controls, entered something in the dashboard and said, "Magnificent, we have the authorization to make ourselves visible." Immediately we were automatically transferred and appeared in front of the window of a building on the 10th floor. Behind the glass we could see Vinca and the doctor. "There are no Extrakian ships," the Terry was saying. "There are no Extrakian ships," repeated Vinca. Ami made the ship visible, launched a strong light towards the window which made the doctor look, and according to the indications of our friend we three started to greet him, smiling from few meters of distance. "They do not exist. The dot, yes they exist. They exist. They exist." The doctor was murmuring constantly. In front of his eyes was a spaceship, a happy swammer and two strange specimens for him, Ami and I. The surprised passers-by began to swirl in the street looking upwards. Later the ship was made invisible, then visible, then invisible. Terry did not want to know more, woke up Vinca and asked her, "Who is Ami?" The space child took the microphone, made his voice such that only Vinca could hear it, and said, "Say, Ami is that white child whom he just saw out of the window. Ami is the white child that you just saw out of the window. Then everything is true." "Yes, doctor, and hypnosis cannot stand against the truth." Ami returned to talk into the microphone and told Vinca to explain everything to him with sincerity. For a long time she told the entire story to the doctor. He listened to it with much interest. When finally the story came to an end, the professional made a decision. "Gora lied to me then. I am going to help you, Vinca. I will do it because in that ship is the motivation of your affection, and science already knows that we need for our health, the affection." "Love," said Vinca, "because love is God. Love. God." He said those words with a revulsion. "They are synonyms, doctor. Love and God is the same. It is because we need love very much. We need God. In the scientific world these words are not used, Vinca. They are not good to look at. One case lose all his prestige speaking of say affectionate is better than using the term sentimental word. Love is a sentimental word. It is of God. And enough with that. I have a question for you, Vinca. Is hunger God?" "No. Of course not." "Why?" "Because hunger and love are basic biological necessities. Feeling of hunger is necessary so as not to die of starvation, and feeling of love are necessary to protect our young, to protect the species. Nothing more. We need it because we produce the feeling of protection, of security, of worthiness, and that is why we have to reproduce, but that is all. We also feel hatred and aggressiveness, and that also is for protection of the species. This way it will be ridiculous comparisons. It is absurd. It is to say that love is God, just as it is absurd to say that hunger is God, or aggressiveness is God, or that hatred is God. We cannot confirm things without verifiable basis." Ami seemed to feel sad. "When a soul never has been illuminated by love, for such a soul it is an absurd concept, or if not then something comparable to a vulgar instinctive feeling, as he is bound to, and that is why for that doctor love is the same as hunger, aggressiveness, hatred." Vinca understood that Terry had a fixed mental approach very different to hers. "And to refer to God, what term do you use?" "Ah, no. That is not spoken of because it lacks scientific rigor. That, in my opinion, is left for superstitious and ignorant people." Vinca and I were very surprised to hear those words from the Terry. "Is it ugly for the scientists to speak of God?" "Certainly. That is something that is not proven. For me it is perfectly proven that God exists," Vinca said. The doctor smiled mockingly. "Oh yes? What proofs exist? According to you?" "I," responded she. "How? I do not understand." "God exists. I am the proof." The face of the psychiatrist showed a gesture of confusion. "Do you see that picture on the wall, doctor? She signed towards a painting that represented some fruits. Yes, and? That picture is the proof that there was a painter who created it. No? Maybe. And? I did not invent my hand nor these nails nor this voice, and so I am the proof of the one superior creative intelligence that exists. Is that not enough for the scientists as a proof? Are their stars the galaxies with the color of the seas and the aroma of the flowers not enough? Is it not enough for their intelligence to deduce that a greater intelligence has put that capacity in their heads? It seemed to me that she was giving a masterly lecture and I felt proud. But despite that, the doctor of Kia had a cynical smile that made him look more ugly than usual. Amy explained to us, she is using analogical mind while the Terry uses only his logical mind. What mind? Forget it, we do not have time for explanations. Vinca continued talking. Does love not serve as a proof of existence of God to the scientists? The Terry remained with his sarcastic smile and his ugly face as if he was listening to an idiot. Later he seemed to get a little impatient and said, the truth is that it is beautiful to philosophize and talk about fix the world. All a poetess this girl. I also write poems in my free time, but you uncles are waiting there outside and your friends also. Let us go, this case is terribly different like many things which are happening lately, but we have to accept it and so I'm going to help you. Although it seems to be a sheer craziness, a sheer madness, he said laughing again. Vinkel and all of us were full of hope. Then will you persuade Uncle Gora to let me go to the Earth? Right? I am not going to say that, Vinca. I only said that I will help you, but I am a doctor and it is my duty to protect my patients. Also, I respect the laws as a citizen. I must first check that you are leaving to another world is going to be beneficial for you. I have to study the case with care, consult with experts in child education, draft a report to present before the National Commission of the Childhood, get the authorization of the competent courts. Our faces were darkening as he spoke. We have to see if the social ambience and biology of the Earth will be favorable for you, and for that we need to establish official relations at the level of the authorities to allow our experts to study the environmental conditions and always make sure that establishing a contact with the terrestrial civilization will not present a threat to us, and we also do not know if your friend is going to collaborate with this possible contact. It is not going to be easy because it is a VIP theme extraplanetary life. It is monitored by the authorities. Our country, a commission of the PP, manages this subject, and I also have to inform the intelligence service, which is very powerful. As we all know that the agents of the PP are not very friendly and communicative, and that they have special systems to silence whatever they do not wish to be known in this world. It will be something. They have good reasons for it. It is because those who address this issue are major obstacles to the development of their work. No, it won't be easy. But it is the only right path, the legal path. With those words, the beautiful future was collapsing below me. This psychiatrist is crazy. Amy, he is a bureaucrat, his thinking is too complicated, said Krato, very worried. The white child agreed. You are right. If he goes to communicate the case with the authorities of Kia, poor Vinca. And poor Pedrito, I said with a soul in a thread. Do you want to help me or to drown me? Vinca asked him with anguish on her face. Help you, of course, I am a doctor. Then talk to me, Uncle Gora, and ready. Why all this entanglement? No, Vinca, I will not speak to Goro anymore because he lied to me. I cannot speak with a liar. I am a man of principles. I cannot go against my principle. He lured to tell you that it was all your fantasy when in reality he knew very well that it was not so. I cannot be his friend anymore. On the other hand, I have to notify the authorities about this case. It is my duty as a law-abiding citizen and am worried about the safety of my homeland, my civilization. This being has much harder head than Gora's, exclaimed Amy, visibly annoyed. I cannot give him realization of superior reality as it is usual for a Terry mind. Instead of acting with humility in trying to learn something, try to lower the superior to their own level and enforce their rules. Such type would send to an angel to prison if found without passport. In reality, he is not interested in any other protection but of his own mental schemes of his ego, but nothing in him passes through his heart of his sensitivity because he does not have it. He is going to spend eons before transforming into a swama, said Krato. It may be so, but that does not help us in. Look, he is making a call to the central political police. Upon hearing that, Vinka, very distraught, put her finger on the hook of the appliance, cutting the communication. The Terry looked at her unbelievingly, horrifically offended. What are you doing, insolent, disrespectful swama? And what are you doing, betray me, deliver me to the PP? Naturally, this is what a law-abiding citizen should do for the security of his country, his race and his civilization. Sounds like a scratched disc, exclaimed Krato very angrily. Is that your way of bringing me to the love that I need for my mental health and happiness? Of course. The authorities, the experts will know what you need, and now let me call the PP, starving swama. Ami was almost alerted. Very scientific, much knowledge he has acquired, but continues to be a half-beast still. You have to do something, Ami, exclaimed Krato, and I. Please help me, my uncle Gora, help. Vinka was shouting. Gora heard it and tried to come inside, but the door was shut, and so he hit the door with fury. I was going through the most frightening of my life's moments, looking impotently at the suffering and danger in which Vinka was. Krato wanted to kill the psychiatrist. I cannot reproduce the sounds of her cries on the monitor. Calm down, friends, calm down, said Ami while operating some commands and buttons of the dashboard. His hands were moving in an incalculable speed, as if a movie in fast motion. A humming sound was heard, including smoke coming out of his hands. But in those moments it seemed normal given the gravity of the situation. Only much later I remembered that detail that showed another of the wonderful capabilities of Ami. He could make physical movement of extreme speeds. The psychiatrist tried to call again by phone, but Vinka held his arm and gave him a prolonged strong bite on his finger, which made the Terry scream in terror, but later got rid of it by throwing her against the door. It made her lose consciousness. Vinka's uncle and aunt heard that blow and despaired even more, wanting to throw down the door. Luckily it was not a serious blow for her, said Ami, quietening a bit. I caught up in my own inner pain, hoped that things would quieten with the Terry, but number he showed his large teeth like that of a gorilla, blind in rage, and went towards the body of my beloved with closed fists and all tense muscles as a mastodon ready to kill her with blows. The Terrors have very blocked feeling and they have very little control on their animal instinct, said Ami, operating the board. If I do not stop her, he will kill her. In those moments I observed with wonderful relief that the Terry remained paralyzed or frozen. Wow, Ami. What did you do? Did you hypnotize him from distance? No, with the urgency of the case I would not have been able to concentrate in the required way, thus I had no choice but to throw a paralyzing ray. Spectacular intergalactic child. How long will the effect last? That ray will stay activated until I cut it. The problem is that the PP are approaching this place. They always go to places where such happenings are reported. They are already climbing, attracted in addition for Gora, who is helplessly trying to knock down the door of the clinic. We do not have time for nothing more than rescue Vinka. He got up and went to the door of the ship, which was opening, revealing a tunnel of green light that passed through the hard wall of the building and communicated directly with the interior of the office. In that light, Ami wailed as if it was a solid path until he was inside the office near the paralyzed psychiatric, but with an impressionable aspect, frightening. He looked like a true beast ready to kill. The PP had come and the men were trying to knock down the door. Meanwhile, Ami stopped in front of the gigantic Terry. He tried to come close to his face, but the difference of stature was abysmal. Then he simply levitated into the air until he came face to face with him. Gwack. This kid's can fly, betrow. Among other things, Krato. Ami looked at the Terry intensely while putting a small device on the Terry's neck and muttered things near his ears. I understood that just like in the case of the two police in his first visit, he was hypnotizing him, probably so that he remembers nothing, but I did not know what for that apparatus was, because he did not use anything else other than his mental force before. The door was giving away to the heavy blows. Ami descended gently, took Vinka in his arms and lifted her easily despite the difference in stature, demonstrating a great physical strength, and that was another fact that surprised me only much later, and went into the tunnel of green light with her. Once in the ship, he put her gently on the carpet while I ran to meet her. Ami went towards the controls. The ray disappeared and the door of the ship closed. At the same time, the doctor came crashing down while several Terrys dressed in black came rushing into the office. Also in that same instant, the psychiatrist recovered and pounced. The first thing he saw in front of him, the men of the PP, much more beastly than himself. He is still not out of the homicidal violence and now will receive the boomerang, poor thing, explained Ami with a certain pity. The Terry fell on the floor under a rain of experienced and accurate blows. Few moments later, he was handcuffed and taken away in the midst of demanding explanations. Gora and Klocka were also carried away. They also were hoarse, demanding recovery of Vinka. Meanwhile, other men were carefully examining the office, taking samples of the they saw, looking several times at the window where the sighting precisely occurred, but they could not see us because our ship was invisible. Everything got complicated, Ami, because of the idiot psychiatrist, complained Kratto. And because of Gora in the first place, said Ami, but neither one nor another could have done something different from what they did because they are terrorists. That is why the computer said impossible. It will not be easy. I tried to comfort Vinka, for my joy began to recover consciousness. Now all depends on the declarations of Gora and Klocka in front of the PP, said Ami, taking the controls. Then the ship departed at high speed. And the declarations of the psychiatric Terry also, opined Kratto. No, he does not count because he no more remembers existence of his former friend forever, Gora, and everything that has to do with him, Vinku and us, including thanks to the small treatment that he had, partial amnesia, for which was that small device that I put on his neck. Quack. Ho ho ho. Vinka was already standing up, comforted with my love. She had a small bump in the nape of the neck, but nothing more. I explained all that had happened. You have to protect my uncle and aunt Ami. We will do whatever we can, Vinka, and for that we are going to ask for help. Where, Ami? To a very special place. Chapter 5 Shia Salim. Our ship turned towards a mountainous area of the planet Kia. Meanwhile, Ami was speaking with someone on a microphone. Later he directed the ship towards a great mountain. Our speed was terrible and the stone mass was coming above us. But Ami did nothing to avoid it. We are going to crash, cried Vinka, very alarmed. Kratto was same. Stop this hell. I do not want to die so young. Ho ho ho. Don't be afraid, nothing will happen. We are going to enter the interior of the mountain. The disaster was already inevitable. In a few seconds we were going to turn into pieces, colliding with the rocky hillside. We three closed our eyes and uselessly protected ourselves with an arm in front of our faces. But nothing happened. What I saw next through the windows left me dumb with surprise. We have reached the city of Shia Salim, Ami was saying with much enthusiasm. Our vehicle had now stopped, parked placidly above a grand track in which there were a variety of spaceships. In the background in the distance there were major constructions of futuristic architecture similar to those that I saw in the evolved worlds in my previous trips. Multitude of small transparent ships sailed the skies of the city in all directions slowly. I couldn't understand what was happening. It was a city belonging to an advanced civilization, but in Kia, a world not evolved. This is not Kia, exclaimed Vinka, filled with surprise. Of course not, intervened Kratto. It seems that the clash against the mountain made us discarnate and come into another world much farther. Ho ho ho. The old man did not lose his humor even with the possibility of being dead. We did not collide with anything, Kratto. We passed through those rocks and then entered this space which is hidden underneath the mountain much deeper. This is an intraterrestrial base, or rather intrakiana. We entered it through one of the authorized points, but with increased vibratory frequency of the ship, of course, in order to pass through the solid matter. I very surprised looked up, thinking that since we were under a mountain we would be able to see the black rocks in place of the sky, but no. Outside I saw a beautiful sky, celestial blue in color, just as if we're not in the open air, and a marvelous Sunday. It is not sky, Pedro, it is an artificial dome in which the image of the above sky is projected. When outside it is cloudy here, you can see the clouds if it is clear here also. And at night it is exactly the same. But here inside we are not exposed as outside but protected under a thick layer of rock. I thought it was alarming to think that the sky of heavy rock could come over us. Protected? Said Vinka, very worried.